Colonel Laurie contemptuously buried Dr. Joseph Warren in a ditch with another soldier. 9 months later, when the British finally retreated from New England, Warren's brothers, including his brother John, who later became a founder of the Harvard Medical School, and his friend Paul Revere, exhumed his remains and placed them in a proper burial ground. Upon his death, Dr. Warren's four young children were cared for by Abigail Adams and other family friends. Learning the news of Dr. Warren's death, Abigail wrote in a letter to her husband, John Adams, "I have just heard that our dear friend Dr. Warren is no more, but fell gloriously fighting for his country, saying, 'Better to die honorably in the field than ignominiously hang upon the gallows. Great is our loss. He has distinguished himself in every engagement by his courage and fortitude, by animating the soldiers, and leading them on by his own example.'" For his selfless heroism, the name of Joseph Warren, the martyr of Bunker Hill, lives on. He became a rallying point for American patriots in the difficult war years that followed the tragic and magnificent defeat at Bunker Hill.